Good morning, WHTC News Time is 7:38, and good morning to Mr. Ron Weatherby. How are you doing, Ron?
Oh, pretty good this morning.
Good. Happy to have you here, and as we wind down the Hope Sports Roundtable, time to recap the basketball season, and joining us this morning is head coach of the Flying Dutch, Mr. Brian Morehouse. And Brian, it was a season that I heard from Alan Babbitt say one of your more favorite seasons of your career. The Flying Dutch went undefeated, and yet you guys exited the NCAA tournament in the second round. Difficult question, but was that a disappointment for you? I know that might be an obvious answer, but with going undefeated, how disappointing really was it?
Well, I don't think it's ever a disappointment when you go undefeated. And I've always said that the NCAA tournament is about talent. It's about luck. And it's also about your, health. And, two out of those three, we didn't get a favorable situation on. I mean, our health, last weekend, took another dip, and, certainly the luck of the draw, being on the road was you always want to play at home. And, we should have been on the road last weekend. You've got a couple of those things that go unlucky for you. And you lose your health. Sometimes things don't break the way that you want them to, but it was a great season. I've got no regrets one bit about last season. And, it was really a whole lot of fun on that roller coaster ride with that group of kids.
Well, Brian, coming from my point of view out here, the first time I saw your ball club, and I took a look at Maura McAfee and what she did in that ball game, and then you take a look around the perimeter out there, and you find Megan. And I said to him, I said, now here you have the two people that are going to be Defensive Player of the Year and MVP in the MIAA. And I couldn't get too many people to believe me, but I stayed with that throughout the season, and that's the way it turned out. Now I'd like to come up with one more.
You should have told me that.
Yeah, I did partway through the season.
I wouldn't have stressed out so much.
Yeah.
So, that's a good call, Ron. I mean, they had great seasons, and they work incredibly hard. And I think that we've got a hungry group that will hopefully work hard this off season, and we can come back and have a really good year next year as well.
Well, I'm going to add one more person to that list out there, and that's going to be Brian Morehouse. And I think that you deserve the Coach of the Year, Regional Coach of the Year this year. I think the way you've handled this ball club, overcame all the injuries and brought an undefeated season to the Flying Dutch, I think that award should go to you. And that's just a personal opinion, but we'll see if it comes true.
Well, that's really kind of you to say. And, I don't get hung up on the awards. I love just going to practice every single day. And as we talked about with our team after the season got done, awards are nothing but a byproduct of a team's success. And, that's borne out in the way that, the MIAA voting went this year. And, when you win, good things happen. So, it was a very gratifying year, wonderful group of young ladies. And, this is kind of a week where you mourn the end of a season. I mean, you really miss 3:30 going to practice and hanging out with that young group of people that energize you every single day. And, we're moving ahead. We're working hard at recruiting right now. I'll be on the road today and been on the phone and on the road all week long. And, you don't want to take a step back. So you keep pushing ahead.
Well, people think that basketball season's over. You kind of lay back and start watching television. But this is a year-round occupation. You're on the road, as you mentioned, out here trying to find good talent. And that's the way you keep up the record at Hope College, by recruiting good people as well as good talent.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, it's the lifeblood of your program. And, we've got we'll be gone basically all of April, and then we'll be gone all of June and July on the road. I mean, last year I think I was gone 40 out of 55 days in June and July. So, it's not the easiest lifestyle, but you certainly love the job, and you need to have a family, and I do, that buys into what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Well, we have about 30 seconds left. Any final comments on the season?
Well, I think it was a great season in which we were incredibly resilient, tough both mentally and physically. And, you know, it was just a very gratifying season. And as a coach, you want to get everything that you can out of the players that you have. I think that we did that. We're just struck by some bad luck on injuries. But we look forward to getting back at it next fall and building a national championship-style team.
Well, congratulations again on a good season out there, and good luck on next year.
Thanks, Ron. We'll talk to you later.
WHTC News Time is 7:45. Time to rejoin Ron Weatherby with the Hope Sports Roundtable, and it's brought to you by the Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub. And joining us this morning now is head coach of the Flying Dutchman, Mr. Matt Neal. And Matt, good morning to you. And the first question I'll have, you guys, the way you finished down the stretch, not knowing if you were going to make it into the NCAA tournament, do you think that you peaked too early?
You know, Dan, I really don't know if we peaked too early. I think that the growth of our young team occurred probably the exact way it should have. I really thought we were approaching playing our best basketball toward the end of the year, and we had a couple of bumps in the road. And I think part of the situation is that sometimes with young players, of which we had 9 underclassmen, that the season's a long year. I mean, it's 28 games. That's where we end up, 27 last year, 28 this year. These boys are used to playing 20 games, and it's considerably different. And so I think that's just one area of growth that we have to continue to build upon. And, you know, hopefully next year with one year under the belt with everybody, that we're a little bit better at doing that. And so I wouldn't choose to say we peaked early. I think that we certainly could have played a ton better in the last couple of games. But I wouldn't say that we were on the downside of a mountain, so to speak.
Well, with going into the season out there, you decided to go with a very difficult schedule to start the season. And do you think that with as young a team as you had, that this was a good idea?
I think it was a great idea. I'll go down saying that till I'm done coaching. It was a great move for us because I think what it caused us to do, playing tough teams, being on the road, we had to grow together in a hurry. And I think if we came out and were playing schools that we were winning by 30 or 40 points a game, like we started last year, I think it gives us a false sense of we've accomplished something. And so I think playing, you know, we started off the year being at Whitewater, and we're up 61-60 with 8 minutes to go in the game. And with a lot of young guys, we didn't have Byers with us. We didn't have Grant Neal with us. We didn't have a couple of other guys due to injury. And so we were forced to play young guys, and I think that they responded well. And then that very next night, going up to number one Stevens Point and playing them pretty tough, 36-34 at half, and then up losing down the stretch. But I think that all of those situations caused our guys to grow together, and I'll do it again. I will say that, well, I am doing it again. We do it again next year.
And we have those teams coming in next year?
Yeah, they both are coming back, and they're coming back to our place. That's kind of one of the things you do with scheduling, is that kind of a home-and-home type of a situation. I'm excited about it because I think that it'll allow our guys to feel good about playing at home, first of all, get our fans involved a little bit more. And I think that was the tough thing this year with the NCAA volleyball tournament being held here at Hope, which we love to have. It was difficult for us to get home games during like a 2.5 week period of time because we wanted to make sure our volleyball team had the ability to host if they needed up to that national tournament or the finals that were held here, of course. So next year we'll be able to involve our students a bit more. I thought that was lacking some, but we're doing all we can to make sure that it's a great experience for Hope students in a year for some home games against some very good teams.
Well, we have about 30 seconds left. Any final comments on the season?
Wow, that was fast. That was a fast time. Hey, you know, we just appreciate all the sponsors of the roundtable of the Hope Sports Report, and look forward to a great season in the year, and anticipate a lot of great things.
Well, thanks, Coach, and you know, good luck as you prepare for next year. And I know now you're on the road a little bit with your recruiting, and you know, that's always hard work. You don't have any break to speak of.
There is no break. Headed to Cleveland today to find a nice big player, so that'll be fun.
Go Hope.
All right, Matt Neal joining us this morning, and a good season for you, sir.